today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Salam and Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. At first step of this episode, we offer you our condolences on the martyrdom of Imam Kazim, peace be upon him.
The Shia are screaming, crying that their Imam is dead, and the skies are testifying that holy blood was shed. The Shia are screaming, crying that their Imam is dead, and the skies are testifying that holy blood was shed over his body. They cry, can't you see? They cry, can't you see? Over his body. They cry, can't you see? They cry, can't you see? Over his body.
Today, Sunday, is the 25th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, dear Shia Muslims all around the world, please accept our condolences on the martyrdom of Imam Kazim, peace be upon him.
Oh, Musa, the Jafar, Ya Musa, the Jafar, Ya Musa, the Jafar, Ya Papa, the voice.
On the 27th of Rajab, the month of Rajab in the year 183 of Hijrah, when news of the martyrdom of the seventh Imam spread in Baghdad, an old man started crying incessantly. When asked the reason, he recalled the day when his farmland was afflicted with pest and his entire crop was damaged. The old man said, "I lived honestly and never did I stretch out my hands towards the people. But since I was in debt, I wondered how I could repay my loan. I was in that state of confusion when I saw Imam Kazim approach and ask how much loss did I incur as a result of destruction of the crop. I said 120 dinars. The Imam smiled and handed me a purse containing 150 dinars. The Imam's kind and affectionate look, which was without any air of pride or superiority, fascinated me. I pressed his kind hands in attitude. Although I was very embarrassed, I accepted his financial help, and the Imam advised me never to be disappointed of Allah's mercy. Now I'm crying this day because a great man has left us, the one whose humbleness and kindness was a byword, and who always cared about the needy. Condolences on the martyrdom of the great man of the progeny of Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Kazim, peace be upon him. Bab al-Hawa'ij, That means the door to fulfilling people's needs. Without the least doubt, Imam Kazim was a shining luminary who continues to glow radiantly till this day as Babul Hawa'ij, or the Great Way of Needs. Although it is more than a millennium and four centuries since his passing away, he has certainly left a lasting legacy. He lived at a crucial juncture of history. His imamate lasted 35 years, and his epithet Kazem means restrainer of anger or emotions, since he was subjected to very harsh treatment and periods of imprisonment by the tyrannical Abbasid regime. But even under such severe conditions, he guided the people and showed them the pure, pristine path of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. The Ummah realized through his simple life and outstanding characteristics that he was the door of guidance compared to the misled ways of the Abbasid caliphs, who squandered public treasury and committed every crime against the Muslims. The seventh Imam, in spite of restrictions upon him, spared no effort to enhance people's awareness and uplift their intellectual status. Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of a great man, Imam Kazim, alayhi salam.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the martyrdom anniversary of the seventh infallible Imam, Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam. As the seventh infallible Imam, Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam was imprisoned or spent much of his time in several prisons in Baghdad. One of the prayers of Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam was that, O Allah, you know that I've always requested you to place me in a seclusion so that I would be able to worship you in a quiet place. Hence, I thank you, I appreciate your kindness to have provided me with this opportunity. It's indicated in historical records that he was imprisoned in several prisons, or he was taken from one prison to another. And one of the prisons that Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam spent much of his time was in Baghdad, and the person who was in charge of torturing him was a Jew named Shahak or Shahak. At the same time, while he was still imprisoned, Harun al-Rashid, the Abbasid Caliph, the Abbasid ruler, found out that day by day, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam received more and more fame, such that some of his jailers became very much interested in him and attracted to him. And in order to silence Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, one day the Abbasid ruler Harun decided to poison him. To do this, Harun al-Rashid requested some dates, and when he was provided with those dates, he had some of them, and as for the rest, he ordered them to be poisoned and sent them to Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam in the jail. Then Harun al-Rashid sent the rest of the dates, all poisoned, to the same jail and ordered Sandy ibn Shahak, who was the jailer of Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, to force Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam to have those poison dates. When Sandy insisted on Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam's having more poisoned dates, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam answered him that the amounts that he had already had were enough for his mission. And because of this poisoning, Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam was martyred. Prior to this crime, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam told some of those people who were around him that he was going to be martyred through being poisoned. And it came true. Then he was buried to a place where is now the holy shrine of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining to today's special from IRIB English Radio. On the anniversary of Imam Kazim's martyrdom, we have a special program, and in this part we'll listen to a short story about Imam Musa al-Kazim and Abu Hanifa. One day, when our seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim, was only 5 years old, Abu Hanifa asked him who is responsible for our deeds. Does man do them of his own free will, or does Allah make him to them? Imam Musa al-Kazim replied that there are three possibilities. 1. Allah makes men do them. 2. Both Allah and men are responsible. And 3. Man does them alone. If the first is true, then Allah should be judged on the day of Qiyamah, Resurrection Day, and sent to heaven or hell. If the second is true, that both Allah and men should be judged on the day of Qiyamah and sent to the heaven or hell. The only one that is true is the third one, because only men will be judged on the day of Qiyamah and sent to heaven or hell, as only man alone is responsible for his actions and deeds to the heaven. Although Allah has power over everything, He allows us to do as we please so that we may be held accountable for our deeds on the day of Qiyamah.
Allahumma salli ala al-amin al-mu'tamar Musa ibn Ja'far al-barr al-wafi al-tahir al-zaki.
They took the body of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, gharib, alone in Baghdad. They put his body on the bridge known as the Bridge of Baghdad for 3 days. The Shia were too scared to go and bury the body of their Imam. Just like his grandfather, Gharib Karbala, he also stayed there for 3 days. He stayed on the Bridge of Baghdad for 3 days. And the Shia would go pass in a subtle way by the bridge. They look at their Imam and they weep in aza. They weep in grief until they went and they told the uncle of Harun al-Rashid. They told his uncle, it looks really bad that you leave Musa ibn Ja'far on the Bridge of Baghdad for so long. Do something. So his uncle, the uncle of Harun, says, okay, let's go bury him. And that's why then Harun pretended that, my gosh, Musa has been killed. So he takes off his imamah. And he comes and walks in the procession of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. Now, because the uncle of Harun, Abbasi, is taking care of the ghusl and the kafan, the Shia now walk with him. So there is the procession of Imam al-Kadhim salamullahi alayhi. But one of the Shia says, I saw something strange, a wonder. I saw that the one who was doing the ghusl and the kafan was Ali ibn Musa. I saw the Imam with my own eyes. People were doing the ghusl, but they were not doing the ghusl. They thought they were doing the ghusl. The one who was doing the ghusl was his son, Ali ibn Musa. The one who did the kafan was Ali ibn Musa. The one who prayed the salat was Ali ibn Musa. The one who buried was Ali ibn Musa. Salamullahi alayhi. And he was buried, gharib, alone in Baghdad, where he is today, next to his grandson, Al-Imam Al-Jawad, salamullah alayhi, who is also the gharib of Baghdad.
Ya Aba al-Hasan, ya Musa ibn Ja'far, ayyuha al-Kadhim, ya ibn Rasulullah.
We end this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We leave you in Allah's protection. And again, on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, we ask you to keep us in your dua. Fi amanillah.
وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا